In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Southern Decadence,
Ray was attacked by a bear,
Latin machismo,
Adblock Plus on iOS,
and Russia banning Pornhub.
All these and more coming up next. Enjoy.
Bear Podcast 582. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needs to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night. Did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it. We had pleasure. That's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
Episode 582. It's a Tuesday, September 8th, 2015. And it's the day after Labor Day.
Maynard went into labor.
Yes, that's right. So I'm not wearing white shoes. No, I'm barefoot right now. But yeah, I was actually planning to wear white shoes at work today, but it didn't.
Well, everybody on Facebook was posting that damn video from Mommy Dear.
Cereal Mom.
Cereal Mom. I started saying Mommy Dearest. About the white shoe deal and don't wear white. I was like, whatever.
I mean, I think she killed someone because she...
Well, she killed, what's her name? Patty Hearst.
Because she was wearing white
shoes.
And white shoes after Labor Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was funny that it was actually really Patty Hearst. And if you don't know who Patty Hearst is, Google it.
Oh, okay.
That's who we don't have up here, James Mansfield.
Oh, that's right, James Mansfield. We'll flash it somewhere. Okay, we have so many things to talk about because it's a big weekend. Why? Because it was Labor Day weekend, and every year, Labor Day weekend, we always go to Southern Decadence in New Orleans. And this time, we drove in on Thursday.
Thursday night.
And right after work and everything, we drove all the way and we ate at Shoney's. Okay, well, you don't like Shoney's. You didn't like Shoney's too much, did you?
Shoney's was okay. It was a buffet.
It's a buffet?
It was a greasy buffet.
It's a very, yeah. I enjoy it. Mike and I always eat
there. Look, when you go to Shoney's, I don't think about healthy and organic. That it does not come to mind when I think Shoney's.
Ray ate a bacon salad with a few leaves in it.
I had more than a few.
Yeah, right.
There was lettuce, cucumber, bacon.
And bacon.
They had real cooked bacon that they chopped up. It was right.
Okay. I believe you. So, yeah, we were there. You guys were partying already Friday. You ate breakfast or something, went to a pastry shop.
We went and had tea.
You had tea, high tea.
High tea. Well, they had high tea. I had a sandwich. And it really wasn't breakfast. It was lunch. Because we had breakfast together Friday morning.
I didn't go. I had to work, remember?
Oh, that's right. You had to work. So yeah. We went out and had breakfast together. So.
Mm-hmm.
No, we all went and had breakfast and you came back.
No. I don't remember doing that. No, I didn't. No, I don't think so. I would remember that. I would have been
maybe
talking
me and
about.
Went and had breakfast by myself. Yeah.
But anyway, so that was a Friday, and usually at the Phoenix is one of the leather bars there.
You ate breakfast at the Phoenix?
No, somebody else did, but we didn't go. Friday is usually every Southern Decadence Friday is a block party there.
Yeah,
it's a leather block party.
Why didn't you go?
I don't know. Mike and I were too tired. I guess didn't we eat out or something? I can't remember where we ate that Friday. Oh, we went to an Asians and Friends one.
Okay. That's right. You went to the Asians and Friends stuff.
Okay, just to let you know, guys, it's IFCON. IFCON is an international friendship weekend, or it's a conference. It's an international friendship.
It's Asians conference. And really old white men.
So what is?
I can't join Asians and Friends yet because I'm not over 50.
You will soon. But anyway, what is IFCON? IFCON is actually it's an event that happens every Labor Day weekend also. And it just so happened that it happened there in New Orleans. So many things happened. The Decadent Ducks were there. Southern Decadence is there. And IFCON is there. So it's a big event for, you know, for a Labor Day weekend. But there are about 172 attendees for IFCON. And what is it really? It's actually, like Ray said, it's Asians and Friends and old guys. No, it's actually Asians and Friends.
I'll rest my case, Maynard and Mike.
That's right. Yeah, Mike's over 50. Oops, sorry, Mike. Hell's Gary. Oh, same thing too.
Okay.
Okay. So if you know about the Asians and Friends chapters in different cities, this is like the mega Asians and Friends get together because it's a get together of all Asians and Friends all over the world. Well, yeah. There's some Canada, some from England, from New Zealand, and yeah. So it's pretty busy. I mean, it's something that's worth going to for. You know, if you're into Asians and their friends.
Yeah. And there are tons of Asians there without IFCON being there. So,
yeah, that's true.
You can see from the pictures here. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So we went to the parade. The pictures that you see, if you're watching the video right now, the pictures that you see are from the parade.
Well, some of them from the parade.
Some of them are from the parade.
They're from all over the weekend. So.
From all over the weekend. Okay. So,
but what was that? What happened Friday night?
I don't know. I know Saturday I drank bad, so I didn't.
Oh, that's why that happened Saturday, because you drank early on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. The real story is we went to Rawhide. Maynard went in, went to the back, come out smelling like poppers and big gaping hole. That's all I'm saying.
And that's all a fantasy.
And he got sick. Right. And then he got sick.
No. Did not get the hard ride. I got the drink from Good Friends. That's where I got the drink. Okay, so what I did was to order a double. No, wait, where did I drink it? We went to the pub. Didn't we go to the pub?
Oh no,
where there was a guy with a selfie stick. Remember? And then I posted it on all. And then I posted. And then I posted on Facebook.
Speaking of selfie sticks.
Okay, so and I said something in Facebook. Selfie sticks are just so wrong and it's sudden decadence. And here I am in one of the pictures you'll see here. I'm holding a selfie stick. Well, not really. It's not really a selfie stick. It's a tripod. It's the tripod that I'm using right now. Where you're watching a video right now, I'm using a tripod. And that tripod is like a selfie stick. You can use it as a selfie stick. But I didn't intend to. I broke my own rule. I'll be honest. I broke my own rule. Asians and selfie sticks.
I broke a bottle of poppers.
No, I didn't have poppers. What is it with you and poppers? I never had poppers.
I want the one that come out from the back of the Rawhide smell like poppers. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I sit by the front door, the closest place to the front door I could sit. Because I didn't want to go any further in because I knew it was going on back there. Well, hell, it wasn't even dark in places it was going
yeah,
on.
There was this bear being all nude and everything. That was hot. But anyway, all I could say, well, it was Mike told me to look. I looked.
Right.
That's all
right.
I did.
Blame it on Mike.
Yeah, okay. Here's a picture here. I have a holding a selfie stick. No. Sorry. I know. Devin doesn't mind
selfie sticks. The Asian drank and got sick Saturday.
Yeah. So I had a double shot gin and tonic in a tall glass. And I thought I'll be okay, but then it made me sick, I guess.
And we were going out to a really nice dinner Saturday night at Compère Lapin.
Yes, Compère Lapin, yeah. And it was good.
The food was very good, although many were sick.
Oh, yeah. What did you get there? I can't remember.
I got the rice balls and the chicken.
Oh, yeah, okay. I got the steak one. That was really good, too. It's very tender. And didn't we have something?
Mike got the goat.
He got the goat something, I forgot. But
curry goat.
Curry goat. I got the steak something, I can't remember, but it's really good. It was enjoyable, although I was really sick. So I went home, you guys.
Yeah. In Compère Lapin, if y'all watched Iron Chef New Orleans, it's Nina, is that her name?
I think so.
I think Nina was the second runner-up from Iron Chef New Orleans. It was her restaurant. So, and it had been open for a little bit, and that's where Mike wanted to go, so that's where we went.
Yeah. So that's good. Well, Mike likes doing that, checking out restaurants from different cities and different top chef. If it's a restaurant that was featured from a top chef or Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives,
here's the thing about New Orleans. You can go and have a decadent time, whether you're doing gay, having sex on the street stuff like Maynard does, or you can go and be decadent and just go to all the really nice restaurants down there and be a foodie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. dress up, wear jeans, something like that. Yeah, it was a lot of fun eating out. What did you guys do Saturday? Just when I stayed home. You were out until 1 or 2 a.m.
Hang out with Case and them, watch the people walking around half naked and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not all you do.
Oh, that's right. You hung out in the streets. Okay.
Sunday night, I got molested.
Oh, that's right. I want to talk about that. So we were out that Sunday. It was sometime after the parade, right?
Oh, it was Sunday night. Y'all already got home.
They already got home already?
Yes.
Okay. It was packed. I mean, usually Lafitte is the one where all the bears go. But this time, all the bears went to Lafitte's blacksmith, you know, a block up. And usually it's a straight, it's kind of a straight bar and with some gays in it. But now it's an all-gay bar for that weekend for some reason.
Well, that's because they had Purple Drank.
That plus Purple the music Drank. Was awesome.
Yeah, and they had very good music, so.
Yeah.
And we had zombies.
Korean zombies. Asian zombies.
And this is my new boyfriend, Robert. Thank you. He's the one that saved me Sunday night, so he's my new boyfriend. But in front of the blacksmith, Lafitte's at blacksmith, whatever they call it, the blacksmith
okay, shop. Here's a good story.
Mm-hmm. I was just standing there minding my own business.
Were you shirtless?
No, I was not shirtless.
Oh, okay.
I only got drunk Saturday and got shirtless.
But Sunday,
I kept all my clothes on. And I was standing there and watching Casey and Chris and Robert. And Casey and Robert were in there in tutus. And we're just standing there. All of a sudden, somebody comes around and just grabs me from behind like this. And I'm like, oh, crap. I mean, they locked on to me. I couldn't even turn around and see who they were. They had me so tight. And I thought it was somebody from Houston that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And then about that time, Chris and Robert saw what was going on, and they turned around and was looking at him. And I was like, who is this? And about that time, he let go, and I turned around, and it was a very unattractive man.
Was he a bear?
It all happened so fast, probably.
You can't even tell if it's a bear? Was he bigger than you?
He was about the same size as me.
Okay.
I was not amused. And before I could do anything, Robert grabbed him like, why you all up with my boyfriend? I will kick your ass. Yeah. And the guy took off.
Mind you, this is the guy who you protected Ray, and he was wearing a tutu.
A purple tutu.
A purple tutu.
Robert,
and
you're
threatening
my,
this guy.
Robert, you're my hero.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
That should be a title of the show. Wearing a tutu,
yeah,
protecting Ray.
But it was kind of funny. I was like, Wayne, you had one job and you failed.
What could he have done? What exactly do you think Wayne could have done?
He could have beat him with a stick or something or called for help, but I didn't even have time to do that. He was off that floating around the crowd taking pictures. He could have threw his camera at him or something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was fun.
We
were already tired that day. So one of the highlights also, to me, I like going there once in a while, is the St. Rock Market. Remember me?
I've never been there, but till this weekend. It was awesome. They need to do that in more cities.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like a food court that wasn't a food court. It was more like a food truck extravaganza inside a building experience.
Yes, and it's a little pricey, but, you know, it's high end.
They had red velvet pancakes.
Yeah, the
red velvet pancakes.
Are you usually
cream cheese syrup?
And Mike had? He had these crepes with.
He had the crepe with pork,
with pulled pork, and
mac and cheese made with Gouda, and then another type of cheese with root beer barbecue sauce sprinkled on it. Now, Maynard has the pictures of the food. Did he post them? No.
Show it online at some point.
But. It was, you can flash it while we're talking about this, but it was awesome. And I had the red velvet pancakes, and then I went back and was like, I'll be damn diabetes. And I had the dirty cheesecake crepe, which had cheesecake, strawberries, and a bunch of other stuff messed up in a crepe. So it was awesome.
Yeah.
So if you're there, and is that Metairie that's in, or where is that?
No, it's Marigny.
Marigny.
Wait.
It's over. Yeah. I think it's. Yeah,
it's in the Marigny area. Yeah, yes.
Marigny area. Because I went to that. We went to that for breakfast Sunday. And then Monday morning, Wayne and I got up and went to the breakfast at the Ruby Slipper, which is also very good. And it's over Marigny. Because Horns was closed.
Oh, no. Why? Why? It's a Monday.
They took Labor Day weekend off.
Oh, that sucks. One of the best breakfast places.
I know. We like ran, and we ran into friends of ours. Like, oh, we're going to Horns. I'm like, no, they're closed. So, so we went and ate at the Ruby Slippers. Okay. So, it's very good.
But then we ate at. So they went there, and then Mike and I went to the IFCON one.
Yeah. And there's a picture floating around here. With us having high tea at.
You forgot the name of the place.
Shit! What's the name of it? What's the name of it? Maybe it'll pop up in my head here in just a second. Crap, I should have made a note. I can't remember. Come on, scroll through. But it's right there across from the Omni and the courthouse. It's actually a sweet shop, and upstairs they have a restaurant. Awesome. We'll find the name of it up and we'll post it in the show so you can go see it. The thing will come up in a minute. Maybe I'll think of it.
Okay, so next time, whenever you remember it, but next time I go to New Orleans, probably Mike and I can check it out.
Yes, well, we'll post it in the show notes too, so I'll find the name of it. So awesome. They had macaroon that just fucking dissolve in your mouth. They were awesome. Oh, here it is, right here. Here's where we're eating. And they got the tea service for two, and you got a list of all these finger sandwiches you got, plus desserts, and it was awesome. Wow. I didn't participate in that. I just got a sandwich because I didn't want all the sugar at that point, so because I'd been drinking. So,
all right.
But I'll think of the name over here in a little bit. We'll post it in the show notes. If you go there, check it out. It is worth it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess, after all those breakfast and food place we went, we drove back mm-hmm. on the
yesterday
we drove back yesterday from probably from New Orleans back to the house, and that was pretty much it. So the decadence is over,
so what interesting things happened to you while you were out other than me getting molested?
I can't remember. I remember just having a double, that double gin tonic that made me sick.
Sick, okay.
That's pretty much
it. See, I like to people watch because I'm kind of a wallflower. Only on the show do I run my mouth all the time. But I like sitting back and watching people. And you get to see some interesting shit at Southern Decadence. And you get to see some shit that you wish you could be unseen.
There's this guy.
But the two boys that were running around in the Where's Waldo's onesies with the butt missing out of them, God bless you and your nice, fine, firm
legs. And you don't have pictures.
Every time I never had my camera out when they walked by, and by the time I got out, they were gone or people were just scrambling around. But it was just delightful.
I should train you how to take
pictures. I know. Quickly. And did Wayne take pictures for me? No, because he was always doing something else when they came by. But they're cute. There are some very hot guys down there.
Oh, actually, there's this drunk guy on Ed Lafitte's where his pants were
semi-down. Yeah, people get so drunk, they're like, then he's just standing there leaning up against the pole. And he's like,
he was just crawling and touching himself.
And then finally whipped it out. And was like,
whipped it out. And then, oh, okay, he's drunk. He's going to do it. Oh, he did it. There he goes. You were just waiting for it to flash everyone.
And Henry was posting pictures on Facebook this weekend. As they went back to the hotel, there'd be people passed out in the streets, and they were like leaning next to him taking pictures.
Yeah, doing selfies.
Selfies with them and passed out. It was hilarious. And then they got stuck in an Derek, Bart, and somebody else got stuck in an elevator at the hotel. And they were having to deal with that, and they posted videos online of them kind of drunk in the hotel elevator, I think. Stuck in there.
Funny.
It was kind of funny.
So, by the way, do a shout out to
Carl
and Chad, because
Carl's from San Diego. Who's, if you've watched seasons ago, he's been on the podcast before.
Yeah, he's been. That was pre-video.
He was
on the show before we did video.
I thought we videoed that the shows that he was on because it was Comic Con and stuff, and he was in town.
Oh yeah, yeah. You did separate videos, yeah. But not necessarily a regular show. But yeah, Carl was with us. We were walking in. We just drove in.
We just drove in Thursday night, and he had posted a picture being on Bourbon Street, and Wayne was like, "Is Carl in
this one? This is the Carl. Yeah. This is the ride. Yeah, okay."
And so I messaged Carl. I said, "Are you?" are you in New Orleans? He's like, yes.
It would have been more surprising if we didn't see those pictures.
We didn't see those pictures.
And we see
that. It'd have been even better if he'd called so we could have planned some stuff instead of him just sneaking up down there and not letting anybody know. Because then he was like, oh, I forgot you're in Houston. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. It was great to see him. But the last time I actually hung out with Carl was back at Comic-Con 2011.
Yeah. So a long time ago. So he was down there with his friend Chad, and we all had a good time and hung out. You'll see him in a couple of Asians pics. Hey. Wayne went with us. I had to chaperone Wayne because he's an engaged woman now. So
okay. Anyway, so I guess that wraps up our Sudden Decadence adventure.
Yeah. And now on to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
All right. Do the gay. Okay. I think you'll like this, Ray.
Okay. The gay this week is how machismo culture impacts gay Latinos. Now, before we... Latinos. Okay. Here's my take on this. I think most Latinos are gay and they just don't know it.
What?
Because ever since moving to Houston, I noticed most male Latinos have very effeminate behavior.
They do? Even though they're straight?
Even though they're straight.
They're straight, but they're really gay. They're metro. No, they're...
Kinda, yeah.
They're soft.
But, but I've been out and seen straight Latinos hanging out with each other and stuff. And it's just like... And you're sitting there like, are they really gay?
Or are they...
Or is that just that the Latino culture is more comfortable with guys like touching and hanging on each other and kind of doing stuff and plucking eyebrows and... waxing and doing all this other kind of stuff, because I know it's big in Puerto Rico to do the eyebrow wax, because everybody's got all the men go like scheduled to go have their eyebrows waxed
in Puerto Rico,
from what I've been told. So so it's just interesting like that. So this is going to be an interesting article for me to read.
Okay.
Machismo is an attitude or a way of behaving that perpetuates traditional ideas about men as being very strong and aggressive and requires that men suppress any signs of femininity. See. Okay.
You don't believe that.
I don't believe that. But how does this ideal impact the lives and outlook of queer Latinos? Huffington Post Live explored this question Friday, inviting four gay Latinos to share their own experiences and the impact of machismo had on their lives. Huffington Post Live host Carmio Brown, was joined by queer Chicago journalist Albert Cerna Jr., the Huffington Post assignment editor Marcos Saldivar. Executive Director of Justice Matters Press, Lorenzo Herrera Lozano, and Director of Latino Studies at University of Michigan, Lawrence LaFountain Stokes. I think somebody married a white person. Somebody married a white person. Each of whom had very different ideas about how machismo impacts gay Latinos in the U.S. See, I'm trying to be funny and screw my sentence up. The discussion was prompted by a series of recent blog post, Gay, Latino, and Macho, which examines the impact that machismo has on gay Latino men. Being a queer man was a very big struggle to balance my queer identity with the standard of masculinity that was placed on me since birth, Serena said on Huffington Post Live. I think that a lot of other queer Latino men experience it. Like Serena, Salvador said he believes machismo is an inherent part of Latino culture. We do live in a patriarchal society, and it's pervasive in Latino culture, Salavar explained. So when you're gay, being gay is supposed to be liberating. You're supposed to be free and flamboyant. But that's not exactly what being a man entails in the Latino community. So it's difficult to come out and say, especially if you're masculine, to say that you're gay and embrace homosexuality. Lozano disagreed and said that he felt attributing the problems faced by gay Latinos to machismo or Latino culture just centralizes and racializes what he believes is a shared gay experience. Fountain Stokes offered his insight and wrapped the segment with a statement that same-sex contextualized and validated the panelists' different views. Latino masculinities and Latino sexualities. Latino homosexuals in the U.S. and Latin America are extremely complex, he said. To portray Latinos as exclusive homophobic or machista is a very limited perspective. What Cerna, Salvador, and Lozano and Fountain Stokes discuss machismo in the video link in the notes.
Yeah.
So you can see it.
Yeah. I don't know, but the Hispanic guy or the Latino guys that I would say I've been hanging out with, Well, most of them are gay, so it's a really hard to
Well, tell. Even the straight ones that I know that I've been around, they're very metrosexual, it seems like.
Even the straight guys. Straight
well, let's put it this way. I've hung around a group of Americanized Latinos.
Okay.
Which means they were born here. Their parents might have been from Mexico or a Latino country, but they were born and raised here.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit different than somebody that moved that's from a Latino country, I think, or that just came here to the country. Because there is a difference. Because the ones that were raised here have more an American twist on it and seem to be very metrosexual to me.
Really? Okay.
Whereas the ones that move here from, and I'm using Mexico as an example, it's not the only ones, but I'm just using that example, seem to still have that more masculine feel to them, and it's not as that whole metrosexual thing going on, but they still kind of preen a lot.
Really?
That's what I've noticed.
Okay. Most of the Latino men that I know are all gay, so it's hard to tell.
Well, to me, it seems like most Latino men take more pride in their look.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Than I would say our straight male counterparts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
Our straight white male counterparts or black counterparts, I would say. To me, that's visually what I've seen. That might just be my seeing what I want to
There are a few Latino men who I know who are very, very conscious about on what they wear, what they look like. And when they take a selfie, they have to take another because they didn't like the first one, you know.
Yeah.
So stuff like that.
So I think that it also depends on that much. But I also think it might be because since it is a patriarchal thing where the moms kind of run the households and stuff like that, I've seen a couple movies that are made in like Mexico and South America that was based where the mother's been in charge and like maybe the father's exit or they got divorced or something like that. And, you know, and the mother's controlled everything. And it seems like the sons, well, most of them are all gay movies, but the sons always seem like overly macho to counteract that, I think.
I remember that character in Sense8. Also, yeah. The Latino guy who's really gay,
yeah,
but then he's really macho. The actor, the actor in the, in the, he's an actor in the movie in the TV show, sure. But he's very, you know, very very machismo guy.
Yeah,
everybody thought he's straight, but he's really gay. You know, I mean, his partner.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, let's move on
to the geek.
To the geek. The geek is actually interesting, and thank you. Cesar for posting it. We got all our articles right now at the Geek and the Bizarre
page. Where's Cesar from?
He's originally from the Philippines, but he lives in Chicago.
Oh, okay. So he's Southern Mexican.
He's Southern Mexican. Is that what it is? Okay, so AdBlock Plus releases its web browser for iOS. Many of you guys were probably watching this or listening to this on an iOS device, but except for Devin. Devin uses Android. So, what does he? Yeah, I think he does use an Android. He's using a Note 4. Anyway, so makers of the popular ad blocking software AdBlock Plus have launched a standalone mobile browser for iOS. The AdBlock browser launched as a beta on Android back in May, but has not been available in Apple Store until now. The company is marketing the software primarily as a way to block ads when browsing web pages online, which is very important because it really pisses me off most of the time.
Yeah, because you're like, and what I really hate on stuff like that is you're subscribed to like the newsletter and you get it and you go click on the link to go look at the stuff and all this shit pops up. Subscribe. Bitch, I'm already subscribed. I clicked on the link from the letter.
Yeah.
And you get all the emails and all the ads and shit pop up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So the timing of the browser's debut is notable as Apple's iOS 9, when iOS 9 comes up very soon, the launch date for which is expected to be announced on Wednesday, will allow ad blocking functionality on iPhones and iPads for the first time. Yeah. So previously, users had to jailbreak their devices to install an ad blocker on Apple's mobile devices. iOS 9 will also come with a dedicated news app from Apple, which promises fast-loading, mobile-optimized articles from a variety of sources, including The Verge, where this article is coming from, Apple is offering publishers 100% of the revenue from ads sold on this platform. So all of these factors mean a certain amount of instability for publishers as ad. Oh, that's going to be a problem for publishers, though. Yeah, if they block, then it's hard to sell. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to have eyes on it because you're blocking the ads. As ad blocking software becomes increasingly mainstream and deprives companies of vital ad revenue from online traffic, firms like AdBlock Plus, however, simply say they want to improve users' mobile experience. The company's co-founder Till Fayda said in a press statement, "It has been very important for us to deliver our ad blocking app to our iOS users who do more and more web surfing from mobile devices, which I do. With the popularity of the iOS platform in places like the US, we consider it critical to offer an app in the Apple App Store. We're thankful to Apple for working with us on this project, and we look forward to their new iOS 9, which will give the web developers additional ad blocking tools." So AdBlocker Plus, iOS 9, they're all going to do some blocking. And it's great because let's be honest. When you watch porn on your phone, like Pornhub or YouPorn, sometimes all these pop up, and it would be great to have these in place, especially if iOS 9 comes up with these ad blockers. So you don't have to.
Well, you know what's going to happen now? Well, all the ad blockers just going to come. You're going to be watching the porn, and the guy's going to be like getting ready to stick it in, and be like, "Click on the link below to move further, so you can read the ad about Viagra." Then you have to click on the thing, watch the ad, and then get out, and then exit out of it. Watch it for 10 seconds or 15 seconds, and then exit out of it. Then he starts popping. So
before you watch my money shot, please click on the link below. Please go to www. Yeah, it's interesting how they're going to do that. Like the actors do it now. That could happen if you are in a XTube or YouPorn or Pornhub or whichever provider make their own videos, and they can do that. They can. Yeah. It's kind of like Truman Show, you know. While they're doing something very dramatic, and then it just adds in, you know, here's the buy Tide for your laundry needs. So yeah, it would be interesting how innovative they're going to be when iOS 9 comes up with all these. I'm sure Android devices already have these. Many of these already have ad blockers. But iOS 9 and this company, AdBlocker Plus, they're going to do that. So, yeah, let's see what happens. I think you're just going to stick with banners. Because I'm okay with banners. You know, you have an article, there's a banner on the side. That's fine. But then when it comes popping up, especially when you're about to tap a link and then an ad comes up as soon as you tap it.
That's because on these tablets, it senses where your fingers are. It senses you're getting ready to touch it there, and it pops up.
Oh, well, not these ones. Maybe the Samsung ones. The Android one, the Apple one doesn't have that yet. The sensor. The Samsung one does detect where your finger is before you touch it. So that's one. But the Apple ones, they don't. Same thing with Growler. Okay, well, this is what's pissing me off with Growler also. Well, Growler.
Yeah, Cully.
Yeah, call it. Well, he has to make money. Yeah.
He has to support. He's got to keep the Porsche running.
Yeah, okay, keep the Porsche running. Yeah, so when you tap on a person and Growler, and then you're about to tap chat or tap the picture to zoom in, mm-hmm. and then it scrolls down just in time to show an ad, and you tap the ad, damn it.
Well, that's why he did that. So
he did that on purpose.
So that is intentional.
So. Very, very, very clever. Okay. All right. So, speaking of Pornhub,
that's right. On to the bazaar. Okay. Russia just banned Pornhub. I find this quite interesting, since a lot of the porn comes from Russia. A lot of the porn that I watch comes from Russia.
They're all from Russia.
Bellamy. Eurotrick, I'm trying to think of the others where they always got the young boys out in these different cities and they're having sex out in the public and all that kind of stuff. Public sex or something like that.
Yeah.
Got what it's all called.
There's also old J.E.
So I think it's kind of interesting that they're banning this stuff since a lot of the porn comes from there. So in Soviet Russia, porno was a big no-no. And while the land of Putin has loosened up over recent years, it's very much frowned upon. Case in point, Russia has banned Pornhub and 10 other sexy websites.
What? There's more?
Roman Oskadors, Russia's media overlords, just added the 11 sites hosting illegal pornography to the United Register of Banned Information. A court in Krasnodar, a city near the Black Sea, ruled that the sites violated Article 242 of the Criminal Code of Russian Federation, which includes bans on illegal distribution of pornographic materials as well as child porn. It is unclear exactly which content earned Pornhub as this new blacklist ads. But perhaps it's Russia's steaming affair with anal sex content, although a lot of the child porn comes from Russia.
Oh, scary. Ish.
You don't think all those war-torn countries with all those children and orphanages are not making money by child porn? This news might sound familiar, though, since Russia's been banning stuff left and right this year. Back in February, Russia banned over 100 porn sites on similar grounds, though that list did not include Pornhub. The country banned celebrity memes a couple of months later. Russia banned the Internet Archive in June over a single page
What?
with questionable ties to terrorism. So they even threatened to ban Facebook, Google, and Twitter. They just can't stop banning stuff. But again, it's a little unclear exactly what Pornhub and friends did wrong. Suffice to say that Russia tends to be pro-censorship and anti-pornography. So that means people are just going to torrent it from somewhere. One Twitter user asked Romanoff for alternatives to Pornhub. The state media agency replies, "Dear Lola, alternative, you can meet someone in real life. How quaint." We reached out to Pornhub for more details on the ban, and we'll update this post as they get back to us.
You know, they think that just banning things will stop people from getting porn there. No, I.
The internet's for porn.
Yeah, the internet is for porn.
The internet is for porn. So.
Grab your dick and double click for porn. Yeah, it's just pointless. I mean, Putin
There
doing
will
all
be.
these things, banning gays, banning porn sites. I mean, what does he gain from it? I mean, I could understand banning child porn, of course. You can do that, but then it's really hard to say. So.
Well, also consider what's child porn over there, because the legal age over there in some of those countries is 16, so you can do porn at 16.
Oh, God. Over here in the US, how old? 21?
18.
18 and above? Oh, that's right, 18 and above.
So you're a legal adult 18 and above.
Anyway, so interesting that
Oh, I need to do a big shout out to Daniel, the listener to the
Oh, that's
show,
right, yeah.
because he come in and we talked to actually he hit me up on the way to New Orleans and we started talking and he came and met us for the parade on Saturday and stuff. He actually went to and braved the buffet at the Phoenix and stuff. I asked him if he had a white omelet, an all white omelet. And he said, "Oh no," he was like, "it's scrambled eggs." He didn't get the joke about the white omelet, but that's okay.
Oh.
But Daniel, we're glad to meet you and glad you can hang out with us and stuff and enjoyed it. And we all kind of got separated there towards the end. So I hope you had a great
Decadence.
Decadence.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we did that. We saw a lot. And thanks again to Robert for protecting Ray
Yes, thank
from
you.
the grief.
Thank you, my new
You
husband.
can't. You can't even tell if you, is he a bear? Is he
It just happened so fast, and I was so traumatized, I can't remember it all. I'll probably have nightmares about it.
Oh, really? Okay.
A bear. And a bear grip.
I wonder if Ooh.
It's
Ray
like
got
if it had been a
attacked.
cute muscle boy chaser, I'd have been okay. If it had been Aaron, I'd have been like, all right, Aaron, take
Aaron? Aaron the tall chaser? Really? Him?
He's hot. I've talked to Aaron for a long time. I used to talk to Aaron a lot back in the day. So,
Oh, really?
but at last, I don't have a CPAP, so I'm not at Aaron's league.
That's right. If you didn't have a CPAP, you're not in his list.
You're not on my league.
That's right. Okay, so I guess that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed the this is pretty much a recap of Sudden Decadence. And actually, I still have some videos of the parade that I have to post sometime this week. I don't know yet when, but there I have lots of videos and some pictures be flashing and stuff like that. So watch for it. It's going to be in the feed so you guys can see it. Okay, so thank you everyone for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show.
Yes.
Call us and tell us your decadent experiences and some of the stuff you did. Like dropping your bottle of poppers at the Rawhide.
Oh, that's right. That's what you were talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody dropped.
Yes, so.
No.
Better. We're done. The show's over. We're done.
I just remembered it. Somebody did drop a bottle of poppers.
And who came back up there smelling like poppers? That's all I'm right. saying.
I remember what Mike said. He said that, did somebody drop the bottle? Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network. And you can go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast.